I want to wish all my dear sisters a happy Mother's Day.
祝各位在座的姐妹母亲节快乐。
Whether you are an active mom on duty, an empty nested mom, a future mom to be, a classroom mom, or a Mr. Mom, may God bless you with great joy and affection.
不管你是全职的妈妈，或者是已经是空巢，或者你是在上学，全职的上学，或者是你是一位家庭妇男，都愿主的恩惠能够与你们同在。
When a child has a tough question about life, he goes to dad.
当一个孩子有一个很难的问题没有办法回答的时候，妈妈就说找你爸去。
And when dad has no quick answer, he says, go ask your mom.
爸爸不想回答或者没有答案的时候，就说问你妈去吧。
And when a child asks his mom, and she has no clever answer, she might say, go ask your dad.
当孩子问妈妈，妈妈也没有答案的时候，妈妈就说问你爸爸。
And then they might suggest, go ask your pastor.
他们可能是来来回回就然后就说那你就问你的牧师去吧。
Of course, when the pastor falls short of a satisfying answer, what can you do?
但是当牧师也没有办法回答这样的问题的时候，你会怎么办？
In the end, we must search out scripture together to wrestle with life's many questions.
最后我们必须要在圣经里边仔细查考解决生命当中很多问题的答案。
In the past 30 years of walking through life with many youths, I find myself challenged to answer all their questions.
我做青少年牧师30多年，我要在我的这个经历当中，经常是要帮助青少年回答他们在生命当中很困难的问题。
It's confusing to be immersed in a secular worldview 24/7, only to visit Jesus and biblical authority once a week.
是的，他们在城市世俗当中24小时每个礼拜七天，也许都是在一个世俗的世界观当中生活，只是在周末来到教会来和耶稣和圣经见面。
Not even the finest theological training and life experience can prepare us for all the questions.
即使是最好的圣经神学的训练和最丰富的生命的阅历，也没有办法完全回答这些问题。
Questions that are thrown out to us in under this current cultural mores.
在现在这个社会很多文化上面的冲击的时候，这些问题真的是很难回答。
Yet we must be ready to answer. It says in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
但是我们必须要回答这些问题，就像彼得前书3:15所说的。
But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect.
他说，只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
Being a good Christian parent doesn't require us to have all the right answers to all the kids' questions.
作为基督徒父母，不是说我们孩子问我们的所有的问题，我们都有一个正确的答案。
But in our response, we ought to honor Christ as Lord.
但是在我们的答案当中，我们要尊主基督为圣。
We ought to answer with gentleness and respect.
我们要用温柔敬畏的心来做回答。
We ought to seek out the scriptures and ask God for answers.
我们需要在圣经中要寻找上帝给我们的答案。
We need a discerning heart to distinguish from right and wrong.
我们需要有一颗分辨的心来分别是非。
In James chapter 1 verse 5 it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you.
雅各书1:5说，你们当中若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐于众人，也不斥责人的神，他主就必赐给你。
So today my prayer for you is that we would embrace King Solomon's heart.
所以今天我的祷告就是我们都来拥抱所罗门王他这颗心。
Solomon was handsome and tall, groomed as a leader and spiritually nurtured by the prophet Nathan.
所罗门他又英俊又长得又高伟又有很好的做领导才能的训练，也是先知拿单一手带大的。
And we are told in 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 24 from the time of his birth that the Lord loved Solomon.
就是在撒母耳记后 2
Samuel 12
十二章里边就是说耶和华喜爱所罗门。
It is a tremendous blessing that I am who I am because there has never been a day in my life that I did not know that the Lord loved me.
我是一个很受祝福的人，因为每一天我都知道，每一天主他都没有不爱我。
He grew strong knowing the Lord loved him, and in return, it says Solomon loved the Lord and followed all the decrees of his father David.
他慢慢的强壮，然后他知道所罗门他爱耶和华，也是遵守他父亲大卫的律例。
And Solomon was chosen as king of Israel because who else is better to lead?
所罗门王被拣选成为以色列的王，因为没有别的人能够这么样有资格做这样的王。
Who else is better than a king with such a heart who grew up loving God since infancy?
有谁从婴孩的时候就是慢慢被教导要热爱耶和华这么样一个人能够成为王呢？
So parents, teach your children, teach your babies to love Jesus and obey him from the very beginning.
所以父母们要教你们的孩子从婴孩的时候都要热爱上帝。
Let them experience God's overflowing love with everything you say and do for them.
让你的一言一行都可以感受到上帝那洋溢的爱。
Let them know that the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever.
让他们知道耶和华本为善，他的恩慈存到永远。
And in this story in 1 Kings 3, Solomon became king and the Lord appeared to him in a dream and gave him a carte blanche, a blank check.
在这个故事里边就是列王记上三章这个故事里边说所罗门王成为王了以后，上帝在梦中向他显现，而且是给他开了一张空头支票。
The Lord said, "Ask me for anything and I will give it to you."
耶和华说，你问我所有的事情，我都可以给你。
So this was Solomon's response.
这个就是所罗门王他的回答。
So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?And the Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this.
所罗门说，所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的名，能辨别是非，不然谁能判断这众多的名呢？所罗门因为求这事，就蒙主喜悦。
What Solomon was saying was, I'm not asking you to make me rich or nor make me famous.
所罗门王其实问这个问题就是说，我不要让你加冠万财。家常万贯也不是让你让我有声名显赫。
I'm not asking you to expand my borders.
也是不要你让我这个疆土能够更广阔。
I only ask, O God, to give me discernment, to help me to understand.
我只是求主让我有这个分辨力能认识。
To help me perceive beyond what is seen and heard, to know the difference. I want wisdom.
能够看到这个事情表层以内的意义，而且能够分辨，我需要智慧。
And this wisdom that he wanted was God's wisdom.
他所寻求的智慧是上帝的智慧。
A wisdom to size up a situation and size up a person's evil intention that lay beneath what appears to be a good idea.
这个智慧就可以很好的判断当前的景况，能够在这个表层之下能够确切的察觉一个人一个不好的动机。
He asked God for the heart to tell the difference.
他向上帝要一个可以分辨是非的心。
Not just to accept everything he hears.
不是听到什么就接纳的心。
Now our youths have repeatedly asked our counselors in the recent months, who are you voting for?
最近我们的青少年总是问他们的青少年辅导，就是说这次大选你会选谁呢？
What an awfully discouraging presidential race.
确实这一次总统大选真是让人很伤心，很失望。
We face very difficult problems in our country.
我们这个国家真的是遭遇很严重的问题。
Racial strife, national debt, lack of jobs and security.
种族这些之间的分歧争吵，我们的国家也是负债累累，而且有工作的失业的问题。
Yet debates and media are divisive, like with locker room talk, attacks, lies, and arrogance.
但是我们所看到的总统候选人之间的他们的竞选的 彼此的对话，或者是媒体上所渲染的，就是这种好像是在运动员换衣室里边一些粗话，或者是互相之间的攻击，或者是谎言。
It leaves us with disappointment and confusion.
让我们觉得很失望，也是很糊涂。
Is there even one ideal candidate to trust?
好像没有一个候选人值得你的信任。
And yet we as God's people must pray that somehow God will work in all of this.
但是我们作为上帝的子民，我们一定还是要祷告，求上帝在这个情况当中还能够他的旨意得到成全。
Whoever is elected eventually, can you imagine if the Lord came down upon the new president and said, ask me whatever you want and I will give it to you?
不管谁当选，你能够想象上帝有一天从天上下来问这个当选的总统说，你需要什么，你要什么，我就给你什么。
I'm kind of afraid what their answers would be.
我其实很害怕他们回答上帝的是需要要的是什么。
Is there even one who truly loves the Lord, not just say I'm a Christian?
他们当中真正是有爱主，而不是只是口头上说他们是基督徒的人吗？
Is there one that would acknowledge that it is God is the one who blesses our country to be great?
他们有谁能够承认其实是上帝因为上帝的祝福使这个国家成为强大？
Is there even one that would acknowledge that our problems and our sins are many?
他们当中有谁能够承认我们的过错我们的问题其实是很多的？
Is there one that would humble himself or herself to ask God for a discerning heart to govern this country?
有谁能够谦卑下来问上帝给他们一颗分辨的心，能够来很好的领导这个国家？
And then have the wisdom and courage to lead with integrity.
而且是要有智慧，有勇气用有这个很好的品行来领导这个国家。
I wish I could elect a teenager.
我真是希望我能够选一个青少年做总统。
Someone with a pure heart.
这个青少年的心是很纯的。
We need to pray for new and young Solomon to lead our land.
我们真的需要能够更多更好的去祷告有年轻的所罗门能够起来来管理这个地方。
In our passage today, Solomon's need for wisdom was put to a test of a court case between a mother and another mother and a baby.
我们今天的经文讲的是所罗门王所处理的一件案子，一件官司。这个官司里边牵涉到两个妇人和一个婴孩。
I'm going to be reading the passage only in English to save time, but 1 Kings chapter 3, beginning with verse 16.
我们这个经文的经句都是在这个幻灯片上。三弟牧师只是用英文读一下，我们在下边看中文就好。
But please read along in the Chinese in your as I read.Now two prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. One of them said, Pardon me, my lord. This woman and I lived in the same house, and I had a baby while she was there with me. The third day after my child was born, this woman also had a baby. We were alone. There was no one in the house but the two of us. During the night, this woman's son died because she laid on him.So she got up in the middle of the night and took my son from my side while your servant was asleep. She put him by her breast and put her dead son by my breast. The next morning I got up to nurse my son, and he was dead. But when I looked at him closely in the morning light, I saw that it wasn't the son I had born.The other woman said, No, the living one is my son. The dead one is yours. But the first one insisted, No, the dead one is yours. The living one is mine. So they argued before the king. The king said, This one says, My son is alive and your son is dead. While that one says, No, your son is dead and mine is alive. Then the king said,Bring me a sword. So they brought a sword for the king. He then gave an order. Cut the living child in two and give half to one and half to the other. The woman whose son was alive was deeply moved out of love for her son and said to the king, Please, my lord, please give the living give her the living baby. Don't kill him. But the other said, neither I nor you shall have him. Cut him in two. Then the king gave this ruling. Give the living baby to the first woman. Do not kill him. She is his mother. When all Israel heard the verdict the king had given, they held the king in awe because they saw that he had wisdom from God to administer justice. Now, let's unpack this story a little bit.
我们把这个故事来慢慢的解开。
Two women come before King Solomon and present their case.
两个妇人找到所罗门王来打这个官司。
It is a she said, she said, court case between two quarreling women who are both identified, first of all, as prostitutes.
这个官司就是公说公有理，婆说婆有理，而且是两位妇人是妓女。
And they were living in the same house.
他们住在一个房子里，一个屋子里面。
Were they two abused women in temporary shelter?
他们是两位受伤害的妇女在寻找一个短期的住处吗？
Were they roommates in a brothel without a husband?
或者是他们在妓院里面没有自己的丈夫，他们共同寄宿在一个房间里。
And each of these women birthed a baby days apart.
他们所生的孩子只是将他几天而已。
Now one baby is dead, and each claimed that the live baby belongs to her.
现在一个婴孩死了，然后两个妇人都说那个活着的孩子是她的。
Today, a simple DNA test would settle the matter.
今天 DNA 亲子鉴定很容易就解决这个问题了。
But in Solomon's day, he needed to figure out who was the real mother in the absence of corroborating witnesses.
但是在所罗门王那个时候，他没有其他的证人的情况下，他要判断谁是孩子的母亲。
What a crazy king to ask for a sword to cut the baby in two.
让人用刀把活的孩子一劈两半，却是一个很疯狂的王。
Although we know he had no intention of cutting any child.
当然我们也知道他并不是想要真正把孩子杀死。
It was just a test.
这只是一个测试。
So a few observations here. Number one, mothers are broken and imperfect. Yet God values them.
所以我们可以有几个观察。第一个就是母亲经常是破碎的，而且他们是不完美的，但是上帝依然看重他们。
Their story was important enough to be heard by a king and important enough to be included in the Bible.
他们的故事，他们官司那么重要，要需要一个王来审判，而且他们故事重要的程度，圣经里边也有记载。
Despite the fact that both of these women were immoral, they were prostitutes.
虽然他们在道德上不完全，因为他们是妓女。
Then one mother has a terrible accident while she was sleeping. She smothered her own baby.
其中一个妇人不小心把孩子压死了，窒息了。
This is tragic, but something else seems amiss.
这个当然是一件悲剧，但是好像有一些不对劲的事情在这里面。
You know, I have to ask, did she love her own baby?
我必须要问，她真的爱这个婴孩吗？
Because if she loved her own baby, isn't it reasonable to expect that we find her overcome crying with grief that she lost her child?
假如她真正爱这个婴孩，我们可以想象她这个时候应该是痛不欲生，正在悲痛的在哀悼她死去的孩子。
And instead of mourning for her own baby, she caused the grief of another.
相反呢，她不仅没有哀悼自己失去的孩子，她又让另外一个母亲有很多的悲哀。
She was deceitful and heartless to kidnap the other woman's live baby and exchange it for a lifeless baby.
她要把自己的死去的孩子又来把别人的一个活的孩子抢过来，这是一个非常狡诈而且是狠心的妇人。
Now, mothers can have many personal problems and need to acquire many life skills.
妈妈是真的是生命当中有很多的难题，而且她们需要学习很多的技能。
Because those little newborns don't come with an owner's manual.
但是新生的胎儿他们没有说明书。
And mothers can have even really bad days, even yelling at and hurting their children.
母亲们有的时候有的时候就每天的生活不如意的时候，他们会给孩子喊，或者是有的时候甚至伤害孩子。
A woman who feels very unloved in her life her own life will struggle to give life, love to another.
一个没有感受到爱的妇人，可能也是很难把爱给别人。
Moms may strive and yet fail to be that ideal Proverbs 31 woman.
妈妈们也可能是自己虽然努力，但是没有办法达到啊箴言三十一章里边那个贤德的妇人那个标准。
But the Lord values and even offers help to broken, fallen women and imperfect mothers.
但是上帝他很看重啊是失败的或者是不完全的妇人。
Second observation here, mothers know their own child.
第二个观察就是妈妈们知道他们自己的婴孩。
Mothers tend to study their newborn babies, amazed at the beautiful life that God has created.
当新生儿刚刚出来的时候，妈妈会花很长的时间去观察啊，真是而且很惊讶上帝给他们这个奇妙的礼物，奇妙的创造。
I remember resting alone in the maternity ward after delivery, but meticulously studying my baby.
我记得我分娩之后 我生了孩子以后我在、产房里边我正在、我在休息的时候、我会花很长的时间 很仔细地看我自己的儿子。
His fingers, his toes, his eyebrows.
他的手指头他的脚趾头他的眉毛。
And amazed, wow, a mini version of their dad.
真是很惊奇他简直是他爸爸的一个迷你的翻版。
Mothers can recognize their own baby's cry in a room full of crying babies.
妈妈可以在一个、很多很多孩子一起哭的育婴室里边听到自己儿子的声音或孩子的声音。
They know their baby's sounds, their smells, their birthmarks, their skin, their facial expressions.
他们可以、分辨出孩子的声音，甚至的、肤色、他们的脸上的表情 和他们的气味。
There is no way we're going to pick up the wrong baby from the nursery.
是不可能我们去育婴室的时候把一个错误的一个孩子抱回来。
We look at that child and you are mine.
我们看到这个孩子就说你就是我的。
At dawn, this woman could not see her dead baby clearly.
在黎明的时候这个妇人没有办法看她自己的孩子很清楚的看。
But in the morning light, the mother knew right away that the dead child was not hers.
但早上、母亲马上就知道这个孩子死的孩子不是她自己的。
I know mine and this dead one is not mine.
我知道我认识我的孩子这个死去的孩子不是我的。
And she desperately wanted him back.
她真的是非常需要这个孩子回来。
Enough that she would go to the king.
她甚至、愿意到国王面前去打这个官司。
So moms, do you still know your baby?
所以母亲们你们还认识你们自己的孩子吗？
Through the years, have they changed so much that you barely recognize them?
很多年龄很多时间以后，因为他们有很多的变化，你还认识他们吗？
I'm not really talking about those haircuts and tattoos and fashion.
我没有讲他们的发型或者刺青或者是他们穿的衣服。
But moms, do you know their interests and their dreams?
但是妈妈们，你们知道他有什么兴趣或者是他们的理想吗？
Do you know how they feel and what they think and who they love?
你知道他们想什么、感觉到是什么或者他们爱谁吗？
Do you know that they truly love God or are they just coming to church compliantly for you?
你知道他们是真的是爱、上帝还是只是随着大流跟着你来教会呢？
So before and after they leave for college, get to know them again and share life together.
所以说当他们去上、大学上之前或者之后要跟他们有更好的交往然后真正认识他们。
Listen to them and get to know them again.
好好的听，请听他们的声音，再一次的去认识他们。
The joyful part of my job is to know youths individually and cherish how special God has made each of them to be.
作为一个青少年牧师，我最、喜乐的事情就是可以认识、我每一个青少年，能够看到上帝在他们身上每一个特别的恩惠。
It's definitely worth the effort to get to know them again and again as they grow.
所以值得花时间他们在成长的过程当中一次又一次的认识他们。
Now, third observation, mothers are willing to make sacrifices for their children.
第三个观察是就是妈妈愿意为他们的孩子做出牺牲。
On one hand, we have that real mother.
在一边我们有真正的一个母亲在那里。
On the other hand, we have the self-centered mother who looked with envy at the other woman.
在另外一边有一个、她是一个很自我中心的一个妈妈而且是非充满嫉妒的一个妇人。
It's all about me. If I cannot have the baby, then no one will. Cut the baby in half.
我只管我自己的假如我得不到这个孩子她也得不到就把孩子、砍成两半吧。
It's sad to realize that she did not love either baby.
真的是我们看到一件很悲哀的事情，就是其实她两个孩子她都不爱。
But she just didn't want someone else to have him.
但是她也不希望别人得到这个孩子。
So Solomon knew what would distinguish the real mother.
所以所罗门知道怎么样能够分辨谁是真正的母亲。
It was a mother's sacrificial love.
就是一个母亲她有牺牲的爱。
The real mother of the baby was willing to sacrifice her own motherhood for the life of the child.
这个婴孩的母亲她愿意丧失她自己做母亲的这个权利，而让孩子得到存活。
She was filled with compassion for her baby, even if it meant she would have to give him away.
尽管她有可能把这孩子送给别人，她因为出于孩子的怜悯，她愿意孩子要留下来活下来。
She wanted the baby to live and not to die by the sword.
她不要这个孩子死于剑下。
She wanted the whole baby because half a baby is a dead baby.
她需要一个整全的婴孩，她因为半个婴孩就是一个死的婴孩。
On Mother's Day, we honor our mothers for all that they have done.
在母亲节，我们纪念所有的母亲她们在生命当中所做出的牺牲。
And mothers are willing to sacrifice themselves.
妈妈们也是愿意做这些牺牲。
They sacrifice their sleep and they put personal dreams aside for their children.
她们牺牲自己的事业，她们牺牲自己的睡眠。
They may put career goals on hold.
她们一些自己在事业上的一些追求，他们暂时放下。
They may buy stuff for the kids that they really can't afford, and yet sometimes we will never know what they gave up for us.
他们很多时候自己舍不得买的东西，他们买给孩子，我们其实真正是不知道他们真正在生命当中做出什么样的牺牲。
And even though it takes work, they become soccer moms and taxi drivers to let the kids play.
所以他们总是工作自己变成足球妈妈或者是计程车司机，把他们孩子带到那个地方去玩。
Because they want their children to succeed. Thank you, moms, for daily sacrifices.
因为他们希望他们孩子事业成功，以后成功，所以谢谢各位母亲，你们在生命当中所做出的牺牲。
But mothers often feel tired and imperfect and failing.
但是妈妈也是经常很累，而且觉得不完全，而且总是失败。
I know I fail in so many ways.
我知道我也觉得在很多很多方面我也是一个失败的例子。
So parents, let's continue to depend on God for his grace and wisdom.
所以父母们，我们要继续的能够仰赖上帝，从他那里汲取他的恩典。
We may not know all the answers, but we trust that God does, and his ways are good and right.
我们经常没有好的答案，但是我们要信靠上帝，因为他的道路是良善的。
Let's remember to enjoy his sacrifice for us.
我们要想到他为我们所做的牺牲。
The greatest sacrifice we know is God sending his one and only son to give his life for us so that we may live.
我们知道上帝的牺牲就是他把他的唯一的独生子赐给我们我们才可以得到永生。
So thank you, Lord, for your daily grace.
所以主，我们谢谢你，你给我们每天的恩典。
So how do we have a discerning heart, a wisdom to lead our children in the right way?
所以我们怎么样能够一个分辨的心，能够带领我们的孩子和我们的家庭，能够走上帝的路呢？
So we learn first from Solomon's example that it starts by loving the Lord and being loved by Him.
所以第一个我们从所罗门那里学到，就是我们要一开始就要爱主，也要被主爱。
There's something amazing and powerful to know that the God of the vast universe loves me.
真的是很有能力而且很奇妙的知道这个创造世界宇宙的主他其实是爱我的。
He loved me when I was born and he loves me now.
他从我出生的时候就爱我，他今天一样爱我。
He loves me when my life is falling apart.
当我的生命好像是走到尽头的时候，他依然爱我。
And because he loves me and I am living by grace, everything is going to be okay.
因为他爱我，我是靠着恩典而活，所以一切都没有问题。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
爱主你的神，全尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
Secondly, a discerning heart comes from knowing the Word of God and the Spirit of God.
第二一个分辨心要知道上帝和知道他的圣灵，知道真理的话语和他的圣灵。
Man's theories and trending ideas constantly change, but the word of God does not shift like the wind.
人的理论和人的思想一直都在改变，但是上帝的话语永不改变。
Matthew 24:35, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will never pass away.
马太福音24:35说，天地都要废去，我的话语不能废去。
And it's the word of God that keeps us from falling away. Psalm 119:9-11. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
上帝的话语也让我们能够不走偏路，就像诗篇第119篇里边所说的，少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵循你的话，一心寻求你，叫求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。我将你的话语藏在心里，免得我得罪。
Third, a discerning heart is fueled by many hours spent in pleading before the Lord in prayer.
第三点啊，就是要有很多很多的时间在主面前用祷告来祈求。
Cover your children in prayer during these perilous times.
在这些险恶的时候啊，祷告包裹你的孩子。
Pray that temptation would not seize them, that sin would not capture them.
祷告他们不会被试探所得着，不会被这个罪所缠绕。
Pray with them as they battle evil rulers and authorities in this dark world, and help them to put on the full armor of God.
当他们和这个黑暗的世界在征战的时候，要去祷告，让他们不要被这些邪恶执政掌权的所击败，而且与他们同在。
In your prayer, show them how to humbly confess and receive forgiveness from the Lord.
当你祷告的时候，也要让他们知道你是谦卑的认自己的罪而且是请求上帝的饶恕。
Let them see your tears of brokenness and restored hope.
让你看到你那破碎的泪水，也能够看到你在主里边的得到了重建。
Fourth, a discerning heart leads the children and family to choose the right over wrong.
第四点要学习让小孩子知道分辨是非。
There is a cost to be a disciple for Christ.
成为基督的门徒是有代价的。
And making the right choice is often harder and a big cost.
正确的选择其实很困难，而且是有很大的代价。
Finally, a discerning heart results with a whole child, not settling for half a child.
最后一个分辨的心需要得到一个完整的孩子，不是半个孩子。
If we love the baby, we've got to keep it from getting cut in half.
所以，假如我们要这个婴孩，我们就不要把它被刀切成两半的这个危险。
What use is two halves cut into two?
两个半个孩子是没有什么意义的。
There is death in half, but life only in the whole.
一半里边只有死亡，但是完全里边有生命。
And I see many things that keep our children from having an undivided heart for God.
我可以看到很多事情让我们孩子不能够专心专意的能够专注在主的身上。
Are we grabbing life with two hands? Give me Jesus, but give me the world too.
我们是不是抓住生命说用两只手抓住生命说我一只手要永生另外一只手也要世界。
In your life, if Jesus is not Lord of all, he is not Lord at all.
在你的生命当中，假如耶稣不是你全部的主，他就根本不是你的主。
And are we offering to God, here, Lord, I give you half my heart.
然后我们有没有对上帝说，主啊，我奉献我的心的一半给你。
Now I want to speak to the youths for a moment.
我要对我们当中青少年直接讲一句话。
Not at your pastor because you are more like my children.
不是你们的牧师，你们就像我自己的孩子一样。
So I want to speak to you as your mom.
所以我用一个妈妈的身份对你说话。
A mom who loves you.
一个爱你的妈妈。
My darling sons, my sweet girls.
我亲爱的儿子和女儿们。
Do not grow apart from the Lord.
在你们长大的时候，不要远离神。
You have been loved by God from birth.
上帝在你出生的时候就爱你了。
So love the Lord, your God, with no reserve, no retreat, no regret.
所以当你爱主你的神的时候不要有退缩，不要有遗憾。也不要有保留余地。
You have been blessed so much. You are so delightful and so smart.
你受到很大很大的恩典，你那么聪明，而且你是那么快乐。
But your human wisdom will never surpass God's wisdom.
但是你人的智慧永远没有超过上帝的智慧。
So trust in His word.
所以你要信靠他的话语。
You will have friends with who preach a different gospel, have a different ideology that attempts to redefine identity and reality.
你将会有孩有你的朋友向你传另一种福音，给你一个另外一个定义，另外一个意识形态。
And you'll be tugged by your compassion for them.
你会感觉到有时候会很想同情他们。
And you may be mocked and even labeled a fool to stand up for Christ.
有的时候，当你为了基督的名站起来的时候，别人会嘲弄你，甚至说你是一个傻瓜。
You see, Solomon had it all.
你看所罗门他什么都有了。
He got the brains.
他有智慧。
He got the looks.
他有相貌。
He got the respect.
他有别人的尊敬。
He got the stuff.
他什么都有，高富帅。
And he always got the girl.
而且他有女朋友。
He had too many girls.
他女朋友也是太多。
And it compromised his loyalty to the Lord God.
但是他对上帝的尊崇被削弱了。
And his spiritual deterioration did not happen overnight.
但是这种属灵里边的溃败不是一天就形成的。
His spiritual strength and morality eroded little by little.
他的属灵的能力和他的道德水准是在慢慢慢慢被腐蚀了。
With every increase of pride, of lust, of idolatry, of exercises, of freedoms.
他就是他每次他的傲慢他的情欲他的他以及他认为他要自己我行我素的自我意识让他造成这种腐蚀。
Solomon started out strong. He loved the Lord.
所罗门一开始很强壮，他爱上帝。
But in the end of his life, his heart was divided.
但是在他生命的最后的时刻，他的心不是专一了。
And his kingdom became divided.
他的王国也是被人家四分五裂。
And the leaders who came after him.Were evil because they did what was right in their own eyes.
他的后代做王的也是很多都是邪恶的，因为他们做行他们自己心中认为正确的事情。
Somewhere along the way, he traded his heart for something else.
在人生的路上有一段路的时候，他把自己的心去变换成一种什么其他东西，我们不知道。
So I plead with you as your mom.
所以作为你们的母亲，我恳求你们。
Do not abandon the Lord.
不要遗弃上帝。
That's going to break my heart.
那样会让我的心碎的。
Do not hide your light under a bowl.
不要把你的光藏在碗下面。
Do not give up your faith.
不要放弃你的信心。
I'm not worried about your success in college and in your career.
我不担心你在学校里面的学业或者以后工作的成就。
But I'm concerned.About your eternity and your soul.
我真的是很担心你们的永恒和你们的灵魂。
May the Lord give you a discerning heart to know from right from wrong.
我的祷告就是让上帝给你一个分辨的心，你可以分辨是非。
May He give you courage to follow God's way.
给你勇气，你能够走他的路。
Don't cut the baby in half.
不要把婴孩一砍两半。
Give Jesus your whole heart.
把你所有的心都给耶稣。
Can we pray together?
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we come before you humbly and know that we do not know all the answers.
主啊，我们谦卑地来到你面前，我们也是知道我们没有是问题的完全的答案。
But you are a God who is wise and loving, and your mercy endures forever.
但是我们知道你是那位有智慧有慈爱的上帝。
Father, we pray for all the people in our church, Lord, especially for our next generation who is swayed by the wisdom of the world.
主啊，我们为我们当中特别是下一代，他们有可能被这个世界观所左右的年轻人。
Father, I pray that you would equip all the parents with your wisdom.
求你让我们在座的父母都有你自己的智慧。
With a whole heart, with a discerning heart, to know what is right and what is wrong.
全心的或者有分辨的心，能够分辨什么是正确的，什么是错误的。
Lord, we pray for our country that we would have a whole heart, a discerning heart to know what is right and what is wrong.
主啊，我作为一个国家，我也祷告我们有一个啊整全的心，有一个能够分辨的心，知道什么是对正确，什么是错误的。
We just thank you, Lord, that you have loved us from birth.
我们谢谢你，当我们在出生的时候，你就已经爱我们。
Father, help us to finish strong.
让我们真的是最后啊啊，一直到最后永存。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.